You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The hottest topic in cutting-edge health right now is fasting. Scientists have uncovered the power of fasting as a way to optimize the body's aging process and disrupt chronic illnesses such as obesity, diabetes, cancer, autoimmune disorders, Alzheimer's, and cardiovascular disease. Today on Wellness for Life, we have Dr. Joseph Anton, the CEO and chairman of the board of El Nutra, the leading fasting and fasting mimicking R&D and commercialization company. His mission is to educate the world about the health benefits of fasting and introduce it back into the human diet in a safe and effective way via the fasting mimicking diet, FMD. So excited to have you here, Dr. Anton.
Same here. Thank you for the introduction. I look forward to talking about how fasting could change people's life.
Oh, absolutely. Fasting seems to have a fascinating health benefit to the body here. Explain this and how it was discovered.
Well, it's an amazing story. First of all, sometimes, humanity drops certain practices that afterwards science, uncover the value of it. And fasting is the best example there. We as humans, we lived for hundreds of thousands of years on planet Earth with fasting. Food was scarce, but we live with that setting where when we overeat, we store fat. And then when we don't have food or we have scarcity of food, we use that fat as reserve. And then we fast and we balance this the overweight. We evolved to improve the supply chain of food. And then even though we started being self-sustainable from a food production, all big religions carried fasting. And it's literally up until the last 50 to 100 years ago where we became less religious and we started eating multiple times a day, every day. And we gained weight. We're starting, aging in an unhealthy way. And we are all paying the price of that, which is obesity, diabetes, increasing rates, exponentially, cancer, Alzheimer's, and all the other, autoimmune diseases, cardiovascular diseases, all these symptoms of unhealthy aging. It's not by accident that we don't get the first heart attack at age 20 or Alzheimer's at age 22. They happen at later stage in life. And the way we conduct ourselves, our lifestyle determines how fast we age and how unhealthy we age, and then determines when we're going to start having these chronic diseases. At earlier stage in life, as we do now, we're becoming diabetic at age 40 and at age 45, and we're seeing cancer at that age, whereas before we would be otherwise healthy when we had a more balanced life. So science today has uncovered this power of fasting as a tool that was balancing our metabolism, a tool that was helping us to age healthy and push the onset of the first chronic disease to a later stage in life. And I think we need to go back and think about not eating every day multiple times a day, and thinking about periods where we fast and we counterbalance all the overweight, all the intracellular debris and intracellular waste and toxins that we accumulate. Give our body time to rest. The same we do with our brain when we sleep every day. The body needs to rest and to reset and to regenerate so that it stays healthier longer.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the magic of fasting. Really, what I mean is the mechanism of it. What is it doing, particularly regarding the autophagy, and then, of course, after that, the stem cell activation?
Yeah. So you can fast for two main purposes. You can fast for a few hours or a day. This will help you lose weight. And, it's like, when you don't have money, you go to your bank and you pull out from your reserve and intermittent fasting today is a big theme and people are fasting for a few hours, meaning they extend the overnight fast or up to a day. It doesn't mean it's all positive, especially when you go long without any food. But the main category of intermittent fasting is to fast to extend the number of hours where I don't eat and therefore I lose weight. So this is more of a weight loss purpose. But then what science discovered is that the longer you go, when you cross, say, on day two and three, now that the body is saying, okay, Yes, I'm burning fat. Yes, I'm using the glucose reserve in my liver, but that's not enough anymore. I've been fasting for a good 2-3 days. Therefore, I'm going to ask the cells to actually go and optimize their function and eat the debris and the organelles that they have inside of them. So basically, I cannot give you calorie cells. You just go and optimize your function and eat your inside. This is what we call autophagy, which is self-eat. And why it becomes important today, because it won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for 2016, and it's a sign of the body being stressed and defending itself and optimizing the functions of the cells. So that's the first sign of correction, if you want. And what we discovered at the University of Southern California is that now if you go beyond day 3, you're talking on day 4 and 5, here's the body that's still burning fat, not enough. This is the body that asks the cells to eat and optimize their function and eat some of the leftovers, and that's still not enough. And now the body wants to take a more structural intervention and starts pushing the stem cells. These are, you know, cells that we have in different in our organs and in the blood. And the body tries to then push them to replicate so that they're very cost effective from the way they spend calories. They're at a younger biological age. So the body pushed them to replicate, and we induce a regeneration. It's, again, if you go back and, if you're leading a company and you don't have enough money, initially you tap on your reserves in the bank, then you restructure, and finally you have to let go some employees and just keep the superstars and promote those. And this is what the body does when it's stressed under fasting on day 4 and 5. It just pushes the effective young stem cells to replicate. And our studies show, or studies published by the University of Southern California, they saw up to 800% increase in circulating stem cells in the blood when people were fasted for 5 days. Now, here the big question is, who can fast on water for 5 days? Is it healthy? These are great benefits, but is it healthy to be with no food for 5 days? And definitely not. There are some risks there, and this is why the University of Southern California has worked for the last 15 years literally on developing what we call today the fasting mimicking diet, the entire essence of mimicking fasting with food. So it's a food that is plant-based. You can eat it over 5 days. Your body is being nourished by the food. And again, it's plant-based, it's natural, but the cells do not feel the calories. So then the cells have what we call nutrient-sensing pathways. These pathways are not triggered by that food. So the cells are fasting while the body is nourished. And this is a much safer, much more practical way to mimic fasting, but also to enhance fasting, because you're not fully depriving the body. You're giving it some of the macro and the micronutrients. So the goal of the fasting mimicking diet, which again has been researched for the last 15 years, is to help people go through practical, easier fasting and safer fasting, and still mimics the health benefits that we talked about. Yes, you lose weight. Yes, you optimize the intracellular function. And yes, you push stem cell replications in the body.
Got it. You know, Dr. Anton, in my second book, Mighty Mito, I talk about how to activate your ability to actually kill off mitochondria, and then which is mitophagy, and then start replicating and strengthening and creating more robust cells. It's doing the exact same thing, it sounds to me, regarding all of your other other tissues. This is including, when you talk about fasting mimicking, you're also including mitochondria health. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and we see this, you know, more actively in the muscle cells, right? In the cells that respond to exercise and nutrition, you see the number of mitochondria changing with ups and downs. And what happened when you fast, you know, the fast is a stress to the body, and all these benefits we talked about are benefits that stem from the body protecting itself versus fasting, and the body reinvesting into optimizing its performance under fasting, so that you keep walking and you find the next fruit, the next prey, etc. This is how we as humans survived for hundreds of thousands of years. Is when it was fasting time, that was the time of stress. The body knew how to optimize its performance to survive. And part of that is actually the growth hormone increase and the cortisol and the adrenaline increase, meaning the body is saying I'm stressed. And the growth hormone increase is what pushes the stem cell to replicate in mitochondria inside of the cell. After refeeding on day six, when you start eating again, now you're bringing the macronutrients. You have high levels of growth hormone in the body, and this is when the stem cells flourish. Actually, they're fed, they're pushed to grow, and after the fasting mimicking diet, the first 5 days after the 5 days of fasting, we see a growth, a push in growth in the body, which is as important. The refeeding period is as important as the fasting period.
I'd love to talk to you about one of my case studies, and I use the Prolon, which is the 5-day kit that El Nutra produces, and I use it for various different types of cases, for weight loss, for blood sugar control, for inflammation in the body, joint pain control. And one case study, one of my cases, it is a gentleman we started at 287 pounds, I believe, and he dropped after the first 5 days. He quickly dropped his weight to 9-10 pounds below what it was. And then each month, in the beginning of the month, we do another kit. We've done it 3 months. And what's really fascinating is this, because in the past, he's done all kinds of different diets, Dr. Anton. But after he goes back into the eating, and after he's been really good at his diet, and then he goes back into eating his regular food, he would slowly gain weight again, but not with the Prolon. The best part, is that he's not gaining back what he lost, and we're going down further, and his energy level is over the roof. I mean, he's doing things that he hasn't in a long time.
Yeah, for sure, and I can explain that, and the uniqueness of dropping weight with fasting versus any other diet. So you had mentioned the word Prolon. For our listener, this is the product that's in the market which mimics fasting for 5 days. We called it Prolon for Prolongevity, Prolon. And what we have uncovered with losing weight with fasting was unbelievable. So there's a human trial published. It was funded by the National Institute of Health, which is really rare for the NIH to stand back behind this nutritional scientific project. And the University of Southern California conducted the trial. And the trial uncovered very interesting features with fasting, which is, number one, you lose weight very fast, because the body, again, it tricks the body to think it's fasting. And when you're fasting, the body thinks there's no calorie. So the body goes fast to the fat and breaks fat to convert it into energy to the body. So you lose weight very fast. At the same time, what we as humans evolving on planet Earth, what we have developed is when your body goes through fasting, it doesn't want to compromise muscle and bone because it wants to keep walking. So what we see is actually lean body mass is protected. And this doesn't happen with any other diet. With other diets, it's a daily deprivation. Every day you have a lower calorie, so you lose a little bit of muscle. You lose a little bit of bone unless you go into the gym, and you lose weight slowly. With the fasting mimicking diet, you lose weight fast, but it's a healthy weight loss because of the regeneration and autophagy. It's the only diet, as we discussed, that optimizes the body from a cellular, structural, and functional performance rather than just losing weight. So cellular rebuild is what counterbalances the negatives that you see with other diets. So you're losing weight fast while you're keeping your energy. Now we're over 100,000 patients or consumers who have done the fasting mimicking diet or Prolon, and the feedback is always the same. They say, we gain energy at day 5 and 6 and 7, and we think this is the cellular part of it. The other thing that you mentioned is the weight regain. You know, a lot of us, when we diet, when you stop dieting, you go back to your old habits and regain the weight because we didn't reset the body. We didn't reset this craving for food and the attachment to food. A lot of obesity out there is due to stress, is due to attachment to food, a fear of deprivation, and we go to food as safety. When you do the fasting mimicking diet, you're really resetting this urge to food. You're being detached from food, and we see a lot of our consumers, they tell us, I decrease my consumption of coffee, I stop my Coke, I decrease my smoking, I decrease my urge for food, and now even if I'm stressed, I don't run for food right away. because I spent the 5 days on this fasting mimicking diet. I've been detached from my urges, and we see them taking, you know, undertaking much better healthy lifestyle, and they improve gradually. On top of the 5 days, they keep improving from there.
And that's such a great point. What I've found with my patients is that they actually test their resiliency, Dr. Anton, that they see that, you know what, I'm okay without that much food. And they don't even complain that they're actually hungry. They're not hungry, actually. They just say, you know what, I feel good on these formulas. And what it comes down to is there are soups and liquids and some crackers and things that you can have throughout the day, but it's enough and it's flavorful. You know what I mean? It's not like you're eating chalk or eating like nothing with no flavor. It's actually very, very flavorful that that makes your brain and your body feel like you're getting something.
Yeah, that's a great point. Actually, most of the consumers say they were very positively surprised with the taste. Obviously, we invested a lot of time and money into putting something, because if it doesn't taste good, if it doesn't look good, if it's not gluten free and if it's not non-GMO, people are not gonna consume it. So this is one of the most healthiest, you know, even without thinking about fasting, food that you can eat out there. No preservative, no artificials. It's all, you know, natural but tasty. We actually worked a lot. We have a, you know, chocolate bar. We have a nut bar. There are soups. There are olives. So the ingredients and the taste is really high, and we've invested a lot into making it, you know, delicious for people to consume it and be on it. And I think this is part of the conversion that happens in the reset that happens in the mind of people looking at, you know, I don't really, it's not I'm being converted to a salad and I look forward to go back to my burger. It's just for them to see that they can still eat things that are chocolate based or even nut based and delicious, but the quality of them is important, the quantity and the fact that it's boxed, the fact that you don't have to go and cook, and then when you cook and when you sit and then you overeat a little bit here and a little bit there, the fact that it's concise and precise keeps people on the plan and really gets them successful through it.
The one thing that I think that also happens, you know, with my patients, they don't go back to burgers and pizza. They are on a really good, healthy, major plant-based, plus some lean proteins if they want to eat that. But going back to a healthy diet really keeps its place, and they feel their best, you know, most amount of power that way. What I was going to say was that a lot of the, I think with the individuals, it resets their metabolic rate. You know what I mean? For, you know, when people diet and they go on a fast, they think you're going to slow down your metabolism. Can you touch on that
not
a little bit?
Actually. Not at all. You know, at least not with the fasting mimicking diet or the 5 day fasting. Again, when you go on a low calorie diet, your metabolism slows down. Fasting is a stress. I mean, it's unbelievable. It is called a diet. So people, you know, have preconceived ideas about dieting. And I think the word diet here is very unfair for the fasting mimicking diet. But still, because it's food, we call it a diet and it's a regimen. But fasting is stress to the body. And this is the key point why the body is regenerating, why there's autophagy, why there's the cellular cellular impact of the FMD. If there's one word that separates all diets versus prolon or versus the fasting mimicking diet, it's the cellular function. So, and fasting is a stress. And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to help the body use the protectionist measure and that it actually learned through thousands and thousands of years and bring it back so that it optimizes its performance. So actually when you fast, the growth hormone, the adrenaline, the cortisol are high. And therefore, your body is like more alert. And you hear it from your patients. They tell you that, well, on day 4 and 5, I feel this high energy. I feel this, I'm like hyper. And high performance and cognitive, you know, function, etc. And fasting is a stress and response to stress of the body is it increases metabolism and or balances it. So we don't see a slowdown at all. We actually see, you know, an active metabolism with fasting.
That's right. That's what I'm seeing too. And that active metabolism and the cellular function is maintained after. That's the key here, is throughout the month, because with my patients, I do it once a month, and you know, every 4 weeks they do another kit. And but what I'm noticing, and over the months that I've been using it this year, since the product's been available, they are maintaining the metabolic rate. So even though they might actually, let's say they go to a party or it's their birthday or they just do a little extra, they actually don't gain weight because their metabolism is higher.
Yeah. I mean, remember that at the end of the 5 days, you have less fat, you have a maintained lean body mass, and you have active, younger circulating stem cells. So you're switching your body into a younger you, which is a higher metabolism and a healthier you. And that's the key with a fasting mimicking diet. Statistics are showing that intermittent fasting is the number one diet now in the U.S. And a lot of that goes back to finally first uncovering a natural phenomenon that helped us live healthier longer before that we're bringing back now. It's not an artificial new ideas we're imposing on people. We're just telling them, hey, your body was fasting for hundreds of thousands of years. You should just consider it back into your diet. So the body deals with fasting in a very natural way. It was used to fast to counterbalance the overweight and the toxins in the cells and the spoilage that it was under when it eats all the time. So it's coming from nature, it's proven by science, and it's showing all these positive benefits if done right. Fasting is a big word, and you don't want people to fast on water for 6 weeks. It's damaging. You don't want them to fast for a couple of days even if they have low blood pressure or if they have low minerals in the blood. And so it doesn't come with any risk. But what we're saying, this is why the National Institute of Health sponsored universities across the country to develop a fasting mimicking diet so that the journey becomes safe, so that we bank on the positive of fasting while we actually mitigate any downside with it. And I think this is what's standing behind the concept and is growing very fast.
That's great. You know, what I understand, you mentioned earlier, which I'm someone that is constantly excited about in the field of reversing your biological age. And I understand that at the USC, there's the Longevity Institute, where they're doing studies on the fasting mimicking diet with and aging. Can you just touch on some of the science that's going on right now, the studies on that?
Yeah, and this is what makes the story behind the fasting mimicking diet interesting. It was invented at the Longevity Institute. So the entire purpose wasn't weight loss, actually. When the diet was created, it wasn't for weight loss purposes. It was mostly for when they discovered that fasting was a great biological age optimizer, or it slows down the rate and it optimizes the quality of aging. This is going back to the concept we discussed at the beginning of this section. You know, it's not, aging is the mother of chronic diseases. You know, today 87% of us die with one of four diseases: diabetes, cardiovascular, cancer, or Alzheimer's. Well, none of them happens at really early age in life, or most of them happen at the end stage of life. Again, you don't get your first heart attack at age 20 in 99% of cases, and you don't get your Alzheimer's even if you have the APOE gene at age 22. So it's really, if we want to move sick care to health care, we have to think about aging. We have to keep people healthier longer through optimizing their aging process rather than just catch them when they're sick and trying to do something about it. And so the Longevity Institute at USC, under the leadership of Professor Walter Longo, if there's one name for our listeners to remember in here, is Walter Longo. He was just named by Time Magazine as the top 50 most influential people in healthcare. This was just 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago. And he was awarded 3 months ago, this past July, the only patent in history on promoting longevity and health span. And this was on the fasting mimicking diet. So he is really... he's been studying aging for all his professional career, and he identified the role of fasting, especially not the intermittent fasting or fasting for a few hours, which is, as we said, is a weight loss mechanism, which is great and has a lot of metabolic benefits. But his work focused on the prolonged fasting, the 5-day fasting, where you see autophagy on day 2 and 3 and then circulating stem cells in the blood. And this is the cellular regeneration, if you want, of the body, which keeps the body younger, so if you're pushing more your younger pool of stem cells versus your older pool of sick cells. And the more you do that in a cyclical way with the fasting mimicking diet, what we have shown in the clinical trial is that you are reversing the markers of aging and cardiovascular diseases. And this was published in the journal called Science and Translational Medicine. We have published the results last year in 2017, showing a reversal of risk factors of aging and optimizing metabolic health with the fasting mimicking diet. So we do expect an optimization of the rate of biological aging, and we hope to keep people healthier longer by bringing back fasting in a healthy way with the fasting mimicking diet to their lifestyle.
Fantastic. Gosh, with that being said, boy, Dr. Anton, I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of the fasting mimicking diet, the Prolon. You can get the product at L-Nutra.com, right? L-Nutra.com. Is that correct?
That's the name of the company, which is L for longevity. And if they want to specifically go and find the product, it's Prolon FMD for fastingmimickingdiet.com. So if you want to read about all the research we're doing on the fasting mimicking diet, you can go to L-Nutra.com. And if you want to specifically, read about Prolon or buy Prolon, you can go to Prolon FMD for fastingmimickingdiet.com.
Fantastic. For listeners out there that you know what, if you can always call my office at 310-315-1514. For you listeners out there, your first order, you can get 20% off. You can also email Frank at help@drsuzanne.com. help@drsuzanne.com. Try it. First kit, 20% on, you will definitely see the shifts in your body. That was amazing. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And if you know anyone who's suffering from blood sugar issues, weight loss issues, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, inflammation, cancer even, share this show with them. It can really change their life for the better. And if you haven't already subscribed, please do so. I want to serve you the most current health information as much as I can, and I can do that if you subscribe. Also, if you love Instagram, I do too. I just started posting regularly on how to become the best version of yourself through self-care and nutrition and kimchi and movement and more. So follow me and check out my stories. You're going to find that the Instagram, you'll be able to engage with me directly, in fact, and know that I respond to all of the comments personally. If you need help in digging deeper to get to the root cause of your health issues so you can feel better again, I work with people globally through phone and Skype consultations, and you can get all my contact info at my website, drsuzanne.com. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.